Our scripture readings today are Psalm 51:10 and 2 Corinthians 5:17. Psalm 51:10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here.
Lord, we do thank you once again for those who are listening by podcast. I've been getting calls that people are listening. So God, we ask that you touch them as well. We want them to feel a part of this service, God, that the words that we speak, God, will be a blessing to them as well as those who are here in the sanctuary. Anoint my words, bless it, open up the hearts to hear it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. It was a lot of prayer, but you know what? I wrote a prayer. But I just can't help myself, guys. When I get to praying, I just have to pray. I wrote it. I'm like, I'm going to try and be good today. But I tell you what, there's nothing like God. There's nothing like God and seeking his face and being in his presence and seeking him out. And so today I want to talk about. So that's why the prayer went a little long, because I was just praying. I really, I love God and I believe that he is a prayer answerer. And I'm going to take off my jacket. Give me just a minute, because I thought I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. But y'all know I just can't. I get too hot. All right, now I can talk and think. I'm at that age where I just can't wear the jacket. I tried. I was trying to be dignified. I was trying to be good today, but I just can't. I cannot. And so to give you the effective sermon that I want to give you, I need to be comfortable. So anyway, today I want to talk from the topic reset. And I've been thinking about it. We're getting ready to go into our Lent season. And in Lent, we try to make a change. We stop doing this or whatever it may be that you choose to do during Lent, whatever that sacrifice might be. And I thought, this is a good time to make a reset in our lives. And something that you may want to let go of or something that you may want to add. For me, it was that I wanted to be a little more consistent. And when I set to do something, I want to be more consistent and not wait until the last minute, because I will do that. I just can't. It seems like I can't do it until it's 24 hours away. And then I'm like, oh, I got to get this done. It seems like that's what pushes me. However, I really would like to not have that that extra stress. So for me this year, I'm kind of wanting to just make a big effort to just be really consistent. When I say I'm going to do it then and not wait until later to do it. So that's one of the things. So I wanted, in that, I was like, well, I have to kind of reset my mind to do that, because to me, I thrive, and I think I feel like I do really great work when it's the last minute. But that's just not helpful for my nervous system anymore. As I get older, I can't seem to do that. So I was thinking about it, and I was just thinking, and I saw the word reset. I just saw it pop up on something. I'm not even sure what I was looking at the time. And I felt that's the sermon. That's the one for this week. Or it was really for last week, honestly, because we had it all done. And since we didn't come in, when I got ready to go on Facebook last week, the Lord gave me something different to share on Facebook. So, but this is still our word for the day, reset. What does it mean? It means to kind of start over. Have you ever been in like a form or something online and you mess it up and it says, if you need to start over, hit this reset button. Reset, hit that button. Well, that's kind of what we can do even in our lives. We can do that. We can hit that reset button when it seems like either you messed it up or you just want to try it again, or you want to let something go, you want it fresh. You can hit that refresh, reset, hit that reset button. So that's what I want to talk about today. I have a few scriptures that I think will just help you as we're going through Lent to maybe hang on to these scriptures. And if you want copies of them, I can get you a list if you want to keep it so that you can refer back to them throughout the Lent season. But it's just some scriptures that kind of help you to know you can reset in God, which is kind of cool to know that no matter in anything else, even if you don't have a reset button, in God, there's always a reset button. You can always start over. You can always seek him out again. And so my first scripture today is a scripture that is very dear to Daryl and I's heart. We talk about it all the time. I'm probably every time I see him, we talk about this scripture. Romans 12:2, and it says, do not conform to this pattern, to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. renewing our mind. We talked about it in Bible study as well. I believe I remember us referring to that. But that's a good way to reset, renewing our mind. And if you read down lower, just a little bit towards the end, it says, when you reset, when you renew your mind, then you'll know God's good will, his perfect will. You'll know how you can, once you renew and refresh your mind. And how do you renew and refresh your mind? It's that we get up every day and we seek his face. We seek what he has for us. We seek the plans he has for us. Seeking him out, that's it. Reading his word. His word will feed you. It's so funny. I've read this scripture for a lifetime, but this morning at 3, 4 o'clock, I guess this morning, as I was rereading it, that last part really came out to me. I've seen it so many times, but that last part where it says, when you renew your mind, then you can know his good and his perfect and his pleasing will. We're lost sometimes when we're not getting into his presence. We're wondering, what am I going to do? What's the next thing? What should happen? Or we're feeling the chaos that's going on in the world. But when we renew our mind, then we can see his plan. We can see his purpose for us. We can walk in that. And so it's important that we do that. Renewing our mind, getting up in the morning and starting fresh in his word. And you can start, what's so cool is you can do it. If you didn't do it today, you can do it tomorrow. You can reset your life and reset. Get up in the morning, read his word, pray, seek his face. Ask him, what is it you have for me today? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to touch? Whose life? You know, that's what keeps us going. I know that's what feeds me. When I can actually speak into someone's life, I feel so uplifted. I feel so uplifted when I can share with them about God and his goodness. Now, that's not everybody. That's just me. But there's something that gives you that uplifting feeling of knowing that you're doing God's will for your life. So number one, I didn't actually number them, but number one, renew your mind. Renew your mind. And that's a great way to hit reset. That's a wonderful way to hit reset. Then Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And this is just telling us to let go of the past stuff, that stuff that hurts you, that holds you down, those memories that when you think about it, you get so mad. Oh, can't believe that happened. We've all been there. I know. When you rethink over a situation, oh, I can't believe that happened. He's telling us to just, again, he's saying, this is Paul. He's saying, renew your mind. Renew your mind in that. Let go of all of those old things that stop you. You can't, if I keep holding on to that, it seems like I should be able to procrastinate and still do things great. If I keep holding on to that, I'll never be able to make that change. But when you let go of those things that are stopping you, letting go of the old things, the things of the past, the things that hurt you, those memories, if every time you think about it, you get angry, you got to renew your mind. Ask God, take that thought from me or help me to get over it. Help me to let it go. Help me to forgive and move on. It's so important. Forgive and move on. That's reset. Hitting that reset button. I'm hitting the button so you'll think about it. Next time, you'll be like, reset, reset. Have you ever done that too many times on the computer? But no, you have to hit that reset button. Reset is what I'm encouraging you today. You got to let go of all of that. All of those past thoughts, all of those past things that stop and hinder you from starting new, from starting fresh, from doing something that you've been wanting to do maybe, but you've been a little afraid. You got to hit that reset. Let go of all of the fear and step out and try it anyway. Try it. I have a lot of scriptures, so I'm going a little fast today so that we can get through all these scriptures and I don't want you to get tired. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. So literally when you hit that reset, you decide I'm going to make this change during this time. During this time of Lent, I'm going to do this. The old is gone. The new, once you make that decision with him, the new is here. So you can walk in that new. You don't have to give thought to the past things. They're gone. When you make that choice to walk with him, you make that choice to renew, to reset, all of the old things, the past things you've done, the things you may be ashamed of or embarrassed by, whatever it is, it's in the past. And if you know the scripture, it says when you give it to him, he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness, and he doesn't remember it. So there's no need for you to remember it. The old is gone and the new is here. Your new self, that new desire that you have, whatever it is, you're free now to walk forward in that and to watch that come to life for you. Watch that to come to pass for you. So the old is new. The new is, you got to let go of your past. Okay. So we have to renew our mind, let go of our past, let go of all of those things that hinder us. Why? Because Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. New every morning. His mercies, his grace are new every morning. And truly, more than just in the morning. They're new constantly. His grace and his mercy, it covers us. And it's new every morning. So you can hit reset. Why? Because he does. Every morning, it's new. So you can hit. You don't have to hold on to those things that haunt you, to those things that stop you from taking that chance and doing and being whatever it is you feel God has called you to do or be, whatever it is you've been wanting to do. Don't allow the past to stop you. Don't allow it to frighten you. Don't let fear stop you from doing and being, to reset, restarting your life. You know what? We're never too old. We're never too young. Amen. You don't have to have you don't have to have enough education. You don't have to have, just whatever you think, those things. Because, you know, there are many times we say, oh, I can't do that because I don't have this. Or I can't do it because I'm missing this. I wasn't raised in the right neighborhood. I don't have enough money. But when we take God along with us, reset the way you think. Renew the mind. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I didn't come from the right place, so I can't do that. Guys, I came from the South End. I had both my parents, but we didn't have a lot of money at all. Right now, I'm the vice president of the Iowa West Foundation Board. I ask myself every day, how did I get here? Except for God. It was only God. So, and believe me, I faced fears, but I had to keep going through them. Feeling like maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I shouldn't be here. Maybe because of my upbringing. Not that it was bad, because we had a really good upbringing in God. We just didn't have a lot of money. But because of what that represents, believe me, I had those doubts. But I had to fight through those, which is what I'm telling you. Don't let anything stop you from going and being. God had that for me. He had that plan for me. Why? Because up there where I'm at in this position, I'm able to, and it's so funny, my mentor that the disciples gave me, I was sharing this with him, and he said, no, you're there to fight for the people from where you came from. You're there to represent them. And I was like, that makes so much sense. And it gave me such a reset. It gave me a way of thinking. When I walk into that boardroom now, I walk in there like, oh, I'm bringing, I'm carrying these. I'm walking in here to represent these people, that I represent. And so I just want to say and share with you all, don't let anything stop you from resetting. Don't think that you can't do it because of anything. Because when God's on your side, he'll put you where you can't even imagine. He'll do such great things for you. He'll take you places you never thought you'd be. You never dreamed you'd do. So just know you can reset. You can reset. Hold that in your heart. Okay, I'm almost done. Psalms 51:10. One of my favorites. I like this psalm because it says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart. When you get, you've done things you don't want to do or whatever it may be, it's such a wonderful way to reset. Starting off, getting your heart right with God. God, I'm feeling like I don't like her. Create in me a clean heart. Don't let hate build up in my heart. Don't let it stop me. Clean my heart out. I want to forgive. Every time I look at her, though, I really want to, But you can't. You ask the Lord to help you create in me a clean heart. I want to have pure motives. I don't want to have ulterior motives when I'm addressing your people, when I'm helping your people. create in me a clean heart. That's a wonderful way to restart. To restart, starting with your heart, starting with you. My favorite song, if you're ever around me and my phone goes off, it's Man in the Mirror. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. Create in me, God, a clean heart. Before I tell you to create it in them, the person that I don't want to talk to or that I don't like or whatever it is, before I ask you to help her. Have you ever done that? Oh, the person that's made you mad, God, help her. Help her and change her. No, start with you. Help me. Help me to have the right motive. Help me to have the right spirit. Create in me a clean heart. And our final scripture, it's Isaiah 43. It's 18 through 19. And it says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Know that he's doing a new thing for you. Reset when he does that. He's making a way for you. In the wilderness is what he says. So that means when it seems like you can't make it, he's making a way for you. He's doing a new thing. Reset. Hit that reset button. Hit that reset button. Say it again. Because he's doing a new thing for us. So as I'm closing, I want to close out because I know it's a little longer than I normally do. But I really wanted to get this as we're going into Lent, as we're going into this new season. We are going into a new season. And I know there's chaos everywhere. You look on TV, there's chaos. It's just a kind of a chaotic time in our country and in our world. But I want you to know that you can reset. You can reset you personally. What are you going to do? Reset. You know, reset your life if that's what you're seeking. But this is really a great time if it is. And you don't even know if you're not, you're stressed because of everything going on. Reset your life in him, starting with seeking his face, starting with reading his word. His word brings so much life to us. His word gives us life when it feels like you can't go on, when it feels like everything is chaotic. Get to his word and see what he said about it. If you'll remember, this has been my scripture for this time. A couple of weeks ago, it was John, I want to say 8 and 33. It says, there's going to be troubled times, but I have overcome the world. The world is going to have trouble. So we're going to see things. There's going to be so much going on, but he has overcome the world. And he's who we put our trust in. Amen. Amen. I'm done. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this time of fellowship this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your very presence here today. We thank you, God, for touching each heart and each mind, God, with a mind to reset. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory because you're so wonderful, God. We give you all of the honor. You're so worthy of our honor today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. Lord, we do pray for those who are in need of healing, that you would be the healer, that you would heal from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, that you would deliver and set free, God, those who are fighting and struggling, God, to overcome, that you would be their deliverer today. And we thank you for it. We pray again for everyone on our prayer list, God, all of the prayer requests. You know each person. Face by face, person by person, we ask that you would meet them, each one, at that need that they have. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.